You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Both these sides have been better away from home in recent times, Lee. Mm. Now, West Ham unbeaten in four on the road. They've not gone five Premier League games away from home without defeat since 2009, back in January, where they went seven. What do you mean to this one, Palace, West Ham?
Well, do you remember West Ham went away in that last game, and we said, you know, after those amazing wins that they had at some of the biggest clubs in Premier League football, would they take their eye off the ball slightly? And you know, lo and behold, that, you know, they couldn't quite manage to keep that going, could they? And they went to Sunderland and were pretty poor, really, weren't they, in the end? They came from behind to get a 2-2 draw.
That was a signal of that.
Yeah, it was. Lentz obviously getting sent off for Sunderland as well, so they had a bit of help there. But, you know, they couldn't quite get themselves up in the same way they did at the Emirates, at Anfield and at the Etihad. I think they probably will be up for this because I think Palace will attack them. Palace's home form hasn't been terrible, but they haven't really played anyone. Beat West Brom 2-0, beat Charlton in the League Cup 4-1, did lose to City, of course, in the Premier League by a single goal to nil, you know, beat Villa in the Premier League and lost to Arsenal. I think they'll have a right go here at West Ham, and I think West Ham will come out the better of these two counter-attacking teams. I don't know if I'll steal any of Derek's thunder here, but it's not quite the 3-1. I think 11-4 is too big for West Ham at Palace.
Yeah. Okay, Derek.
Yeah, Lee is dead right. You know, you can understand odds compilers when you look at this fixture, because they see Palace and West Ham, they see Palace riding high in the league, but they know deep down a Palace at home or a team that you want to take on, but they can't really, because you know, it's written in law, a team at home should be, you know, miles shorter than they are away from home. But Palace's chances of winning this game are lessened by the fact they're playing at Selhurst Park. And in fact, if you look at the league this season, the Premier League, there's been more away wins than there has been home wins. West Ham 11-4. Given that they've won the grounds they've won on, why shouldn't they go to Palace and win? Mm. I really don't see a reason why they won't. They did it last season, by the way, 3-1. And they'll do it again, I think. I think West Ham are a very good bet here at 11-4.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.